Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting of the State Government Finance and Elections Committee to order. Today, May 7th, 2021, and pursuant to House Rule 10.01, this meeting is being held virtually. The committee assistant, Ms. Spreck, will take the roll.
Chair Nelson?
I'm here, present.
Vice Chair Carlson?
Carlson, present.
Representative Nash?
Present.
Representative Bonner?
Not present. Votes today.
Representative Drazkowski?
Before us. Sure. However, this hearing is...
Who's ever got their microphone on that we're getting the transportation...
I muted them.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Proceed. Drazkowski?
Drazkowski, present.
Representative Elkins?
He's present.
Representative Greenman? Representative Cleavorn?
Cleavorn, present.
Representative Kosnick?
Kosnick, present.
Representative Mason? Representative New Brindley?
Present.
Representative Pulowski? Representative Quam?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Ms. Spreck. Don't have minutes, so we do have minutes. Minutes from April 17th. Representative Claiborne, did you get a chance to look at the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and I move that they be approved as written.
Representative Claiborne approves the minutes, moves to approve the minutes of April 17th, 2021. If everybody wants to unmute for a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes approved. Members, the only thing we have on our agenda today is the House File 1758, which is the pension bill for this year. I'm the author of that, but I will continue chairing the meeting because it's a fairly straightforward bill. And I'll start up. I'll move House File 1758 and to be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. And we have a delete all amendment, which is the pension committee report. And I'll move the delete all amendment for House File 1758. And with that, members, I'll just kind of walk through what's in the bill. This is a summary of the bill in your packet or in this online. There's a couple summaries of it. One is an article by article summary. One's a summary with the sources of all the bills that are in it. And one is a more detailed section by section summary. If you want to read those, or if you have questions, we can go back to those. But I'm just going to walk here through the summary that I was given by the Pension Commission. And the Pension Commission met 6 times during the 2021 legislative session. And approved 13 bills that make up the 2021 Omnibus Pension Bill. Several amendments were also incorporated. At our meeting last Tuesday night, the commission also approved a motion to submit to the legislature of the report of the Pension Commission, the study of the post-retirement adjustments, or COLAs, that we give. And there's a long report that they gave there, studied the effect of them. Study was mandated by the 2018 Pension and Retirement Bill and represents, again, many months of research and study by the staff of the pension funds. And the public had many opportunities to review the drafts and provide comments, and those comments were included in the report. Then with the bill itself, on the amendment to Article 1, it basically extends the use of more generous factors in computing an annuity under the MSRS unclassified plan for another year and limits the extension to the employees of the Senate, House, and Joint Commission. This is to be eligible, the employees have to have been at least 63 years of age and had at least 26 years of service on June 30th of 2020. And this is to accommodate a few members of the House and Senate staff who, with their longevity and their knowledge with this time of the pandemic, we want to keep them around and not force them to have to retire. And this allows them to use those more more generous benefits for another year, and at next year into 2021, this will expire. Section 2 reduces the COLA on the MSRS judges plan from 1.75 per year to 1.5% per year. This is effective January 1st of 2022. And it also removes the trigger that automatically increases the COLAs when certain funding thresholds are met. And this is similar to what in the last pension revision that we had a few years back, makes them comparable to all the other pension plans in that effect. Article 2 revises the exclusion from coverage by MSRS for foreign citizens to eliminate the three-year waiting period for state employees to be able to join the pension plan. This is for employees that are under H-1B, H-1B1, or E-3 visas. And this is to comply with federal law. Federal law doesn't allow us to create that, to hold them out for 3 years if they're working under any one of these three visas. Federal law states they have to be eligible for those pensions right away. Current employees and employees who left employment in the last year are permitted to purchase a service credit for the periods that they were excluded from the coverage. Article 3 extends the minimum period from 1 year to 3 years during which an employee who returns from military service will be able to purchase service credits for the period of the military leave. And it also makes technical changes to Paris statutes. And this is for our Guard members that have been called up to active service. So they'll give them a lot more chance to be able to pay that back instead of having to do it within a year. Article 4 adds a new law that will allow municipalities that receive part of their fire state aid that would otherwise have been paid into the Para Statewide Volunteer Fire Plan upon filing aid allocation plan with Para. And this affects fire companies that have both full-time and volunteers members, and the affected volunteer firefighters where this plan, the money would have gone into there, can petition to stop these payments. And this is effective, like I said, for fire departments that have both career and volunteer fire service or firefighters on January 1 of 2021. Article 5, it delays by 1 year the 0.25% increase in the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund employee contribution rate for the teachers from 7.5 to 7.75 of their salary, percent of their salary, to take effect January 1st of 2023. And this is to be consistent with the timing of a similar increase of the teachers of the Teachers Retirement Association. Again, this is for the St. Paul teachers. They're a separate plan. Article 6, section 1 through 8 make changes to the laws related to volunteer firefighters relief associations. This came from recommendations from the State Auditor's Firefighter Relief Association Working Group. Articles or sections 9 through 12 make changes to permit the Ramsey Volunteer Firefighter Relief Association to fully vest and distribute retirement benefits to firefighters assigned to the new Now Then Fire Station. That Now Then and Ramsey were a combined force. There are combined fire service. They're splitting into a separate Now Then fire service, and this allows them to do that and these firefighters to take the money that they've already earned and do this. There's also other changes that will permit the new Now Then fire department to be eligible for the 2022 fire state aid and to participate in the mid-year in the Para Statewide Volunteer Firefighters plan. And again, this is to accommodate that split between the from one fire department to two fire departments. Article 7 adds a new law that requires the pension funds and agencies to submit bill drafting requests to the commission staff by November 1st of each year before the legislative session, and repeals an obsolete law that imposed an October 1 deadline. And this is just to help the staff be able to get things together and ready to go for the legislative session, and after November 1st that they can work on requests from legislators instead of having a lot of other outside people coming to them and trying to get bills drafted. It's just to give the staff time to work on these things for us as opposed to everybody else. Article 8 are session laws for the benefit of two individuals. One authorizes an increase in pension payments to an MSRS retiree who received erroneous benefit estimates and used that to base his retirement. And you got them from the MSRS staff with their online calculator, and there was mistakes. And this is basically to correct it, what he thought he was going to get, as opposed to what at the end, what he ended up receiving after he retired. And it would have affected how and when he retired. Section 2 authorized the transfer of about 9 years of service credits for an individual in the MSRS general plan to the MSRS correctional plan. Should have been in the correctional plan the whole time. And so that it's just going to allow him to transfer his credits to the correctional plan. And it's a current employee of the Department of Human Services. Article 9, Section 1 directs the establishment of a working group to meet during the interim to study pension benefits for 911 telecommunications and submit a report to the Pension Commission by March 1st of 2022. And this was related to a House File 2585, Representative Berg bill. Currently, 911 operators are not in the corrections plan or not in the police and fire plan, which have early retirement, full retirement dates. These people are working side by side with the first responders and the police and the fire. And there's looking at whether they should be and a plan similar to that. And so that's what they're going to be looking at. Section 2 directs the state auditor to convene a working group to study options for allocating firefighter supplemental aid and submit a report to the Pension Commission by December 31st, 2021. And this relates to a bill from Representative Druskowski, House File 419. And we're going to look at how those additional funds are distributed across the state. And then Section 10 consists of 35 sections that are just mostly technical corrections and clarifications to the current statutes, including new laws enacted in 2020 that permit relief associations to convert from defined benefit to defined contribution plans and to allocate surplus assets upon termination and dissolutions. And that's the pension plan for this year, or pension bill for this year. So members, any questions? Representative Kosnick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the overview on that. Just wanted to kind of point out that I had a bill in the Labor Committee that you also serve on, and it's a constituent bill that I just want to publicly state. A little disappointed we didn't get much farther on that. It's a bill that I've been working on a little bit over the last couple of years, and I think it's not that controversial, and it was House File 1577. Which would study the adequacy of benefits for totally disabled and injured police officers. And, the way these bills come together, I know it needs to have generally the practices to have pre-negotiated, worked out pensions bill, but just wanna say that to the members here on this committee that this thing will continue to be brought up because I think it's important, but I am disappointed it didn't get much farther this year again, and it's something that's had been worked on for 10, 15 years now probably, and there's officers that are gonna continue to fall through the gap in here, and so we'll keep working on it, but I just wanted to call it to your attention, Mr. Chair, and hope to continue to earn your support.
And Representative Kosnick, yeah, we heard it in the Labor Committee, but it was not heard in the Pension Commission. And the Pension Commission bills come up through there, and that's where that gets put together. So it probably got referred to the wrong committee, and it probably should have gone to the Pension Commission.
Well, it was my understanding, Mr. Chair, that they were going to put it on the agenda, and obviously they did not. So, but we'll keep working on it. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Representative Kosnick. Any other questions, members? If not, I'll renew my motion to for the 17 the for for the delete all amendment for House File 1758. All in favor of the delete all amendment, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Members, with that, then members, any other questions or comments on the bill? If not, I'll renew my motion that House File 1758, as amended, be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Ms. Freck, will you take the roll?
Chair Nelson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Carlson?
Carlson, aye.
Representative Nash?
Aye.
Representative Bonner?
Aye.
Representative Drazkowski?
Aye.
Representative Elkins?
Aye.
Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Representative Cleborn?
Cleborn, aye.
Representative Kosnick?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative New Brindley?
Aye.
Representative Pulowski?
Pulowski, aye.
Representative Quam?
Aye.
With a vote of 13 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails.
Thank you, members. And with that, members, nothing else being on our agenda, unless somebody has a question or wants to make a statement. With that, members,